For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, exciting that a relatively new company in town, Second Generation Theater, is opening Big Fish tonight.
They're going to work that new thing into the ground.
You're right.
Relatively, that's the operative word. And Big Fish, which is a beautiful musical based on the film of the same title, about a man who, growing up, was frustrated with his father, who told tall tales as if they were truth. And he was maddened by this, but through the course of this play begins to take a somewhat different attitude toward his dad and the fantasies he spun. And when it first came out, I thought it was a wonderful new musical, a musical about something, a musical not the same as other musicals, at a time when they were rolling out a lot of things along the lines of The Wedding Singer and things like this. Big Fish just seemed to pop with something special. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight.
I have to admit, I was pretty impressed by a lot of the technical aspects to Little Shop of Horrors. It's out at O'Connell and Company. I thought they kind of came up big with the puppetry, and the stage was a little more fully decorated than you usually get out there.
Brett Runyon's puppets, I think, yes.
Yep.
And Matt Myers' set, he's also in the cast.
He is a hardworking young man.
But it was a great fun. I was very pleased with Little Shop of Horrors. I thought the leads were charming. I thought that Jake Hayes did a great job as the voice of the plant.
He was great. Yeah. Audrey, too.
And no matter how many times I see Little Shop, the dismally grim conclusion takes me by surprise as they cheerfully sing through.
And what can I say for folks of the generation that grew up loving the Ronettes and the Chiffons. And so if you love the music of Carole King, you will love Little Shop of Horrors, I think.
Well, if you have a perverse sense of humor, absolutely.
Well, that's where you come in.
Yeah, that's where I come in. I loved it.
On the other hand, a musical that just didn't quite work, at least for me, is out at Jewish Repertory Theater. It's called The Strudel Lady, the world premiere of a musical. I know they always say that when something's brand new and hasn't had the test of time. And in this case...
Well, to call it a world premiere, it kind of holds the hope that someday the world will know this musical, and I think that that is rather optimistic in this case.
It is.
There were times when it seemed a bit like an improv show up there, where they're careening about and you don't quite know what's going to be said next because it seemed not ready, and the development of the piece is very slim. Inconsistencies in plotting, you know, suddenly we need a complication, so there's another woman and she says she makes better strudel than I do, and I thought, well, wait, no, that can't be because this is the strudel lady and you are the strudel. But it's so much like that. As the plot creaks along mechanically, I don't want to get into the bits and details. I think that in its defense, it is charming, and it has four very charming performers doing the best they can.
The Strudel Lady, it's out at the Jewish Repertory Theater in Gettysville through October 28th. Well, I want to talk about two musicals starting with the letter H. The first one, I think everyone knows about, Hamilton. And I must say, Shays tried what they called a stress-free ticketing event. And it worked. I mean, I was at home. The only stress is there's a little countdown clock to the right of your computer screen that puts incredible stress on you.
Did you get tickets?
We did get tickets.
You got tickets. I started getting texts that morning, that afternoon,
right,
of people who got tickets. So there are a lot of very happy people out there with Hamilton tickets. Some will be sitting up with God, but they are happy to be there.
Happy to be there. Yeah. And many of us will not be making our mortgage or car payments for the next several months, but that's okay.
What kind of ticket did you buy?
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound, as
all
they
right.
say. Let's do this.
Let's do it up.
Now, the other pleasant ticketing experience was going to get tickets for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I have to admit, the whole concept intrigues me. You're going to have to explain it. But hey, there's Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz involved. I'm there.
Well, Drew Fornarola, who is a Buffalo boy gone to New York, where he has played straight, played off-Broadway, and
okay.
he's doing very, very well.
Okay.
But he had been back to Buffalo, and his mother is on the faculty at UB, in fact, and thought, well, you know, remembered what a good town this is and wanted to bring something back. Well, he has all these friends working on Broadway, and to be working on Broadway, even if we've never heard of you, you have to be pretty terrific. So he got the idea to bring a combination of Buffalo professional cast, Broadway professional cast, and Buffalo area students to do a show. So they're doing it at Rockwell Hall on the Buffalo State College campus, and they're doing Hunchback of Notre Dame. So it's got these New York performers who are undoubtedly terrific, but also some wonderful Buffalo people like Charmaine Chi and Ariane Davido and Keith Ersing, Dudney Joseph and Michael Moran, Matthew Iwanski Jackson, just Katie Miner, Rafael Santos. I would go see any one of these people in a cabaret act, and half of them have done cabaret acts, that I would certainly see them in this show.
So why not?
It sounds fun, but it's three shows only. It's an evening show on the 19th and then a matinee and evening on the 20th.
On the Rockwell Hall stage.
And it sounds like a good time.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.